Since women they are grown so bad, I'll lead a single life. Not one in ten there's to be had will make a careful wife. Therefore I think 'tis best for me single for to remain. For some are bound and would be free, but wishes are in vain. One man he hath a scolding wife that ne'er will quiet be, but wearies him out of his life. Oh, what ill luck had he to marry one whose wicked tongue doth cause him to complain, but knows not how to ease his wrong, since mourning is in vain. Another hath a drunken wife that spends all she comes near, and drunkenness oft breedeth strife, it plainly doth appear. And let him chide her all he can, a sot she will remain, and he cannot be freed again, all vexing is in vain. Another hath a wanton one whose lust he can't suffice, and good men are too oft undone by such whose rolling eyes on all men gaze as if they could by looks their wills obtain, and never will do what they should. Good counsel is in vain. Another hath an idle pack that will not get her bread, nor keep good clothes upon her back, but loves to lie in bed. Good counsel she doth still refuse, reproof she doth disdain. Her friends she strangely will abuse, that checks her though in vain. But he that with a slut doth meet hath the worst luck of all. She stinks as she doth walk the street, her nasty beast they call. And if you strive to make her neat, then will she scold amain, that with her you dare hardly eat. To help this 'tis in vain. Then you that have good careful wives, esteem them as a prize, tender them as you do your lives, or apples of your eyes, for it a certain treasure proves, and love will there remain. There's nothing that their love removes, all strivings are in vain. Oh, give to me the country lass that loves the milking pail, for she'll be constant and, alas, not can with her prevail. She loves a man that drives the plough and sometimes sows the grain. He that to her doth make a vow, his love is not in vain. The lusty lad that stoutly mows, he loves the dairy maid. She's constant wheresoe'er she goes, no wantonness is played. All looseness she doth clear despise, and looseness doth disdain. The ploughman she doth idolize, she loves but not in vain. Now to conclude and speak my mind, pray count it not a jest. Observe, and you shall clearly find a country lass is best, for she is clear without deceit, and constant will remain. He that with such a girl doth meet, his love is not in vain.